This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The man charged with killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers in March has been declared incompetent to stand trial for a second time. CPR News does not name alleged mass shooters in most instances. The suspect was sentenced today to the state mental hospital in Pueblo. Boulder District Attorney Michael Doherty says he's confident the accused shooter can face criminal charges after being treated and using medication. Gun violence in Aurora has left 16 teenagers dead or injured in the last 3 weeks. Halim Ali runs the mentoring program From the Heart. He says isolation during the pandemic is fueling anger in young people.
They feel unwanted, unloved, and abandoned, right? And then they take that out on someone for the smallest reason, someone who has stepped on their shoe or someone who has talked or spoke to their girlfriend.
Ali says being cooped up and away from friends have left some kids without healthy ways to manage stress. Colorado has at least 2 known cases of the Omicron variant, 1 each in Arapahoe County and Boulder. Meanwhile, Dr. Adit Gende of UC Health says antibody treatments can prevent 70% of hospitalizations.
There's really 2 interventions that prevent COVID-19 patients from being hospitalized, getting on a ventilator, or even dying. Vaccination, if you're already vaccinating, getting a booster. And the second is monoclonal antibodies given early in the course of disease.
You're listening to CPR News.